falling asleep here.
Well, what would you suggest, Shorty?
Play something that we can dance to.
Reggae, ma!
Reggae!
Okay, let's go. Come on, boys.
This old man, he did one. He played a knickknacker on my thumb. With a knickknacker, daddy waka, give a dog a bone.
Now it's a party!
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paperboy, evening TV.
Everywhere you look, everywhere there's a heart,
a hand to hold on to.
Everywhere you look, everywhere
there's a face of somebody who needs you.
Everywhere you look,
when you're lost out there and you're all alone.
So, Dexter the dinosaur finally got his supper. Nice big palm tree. See, Michelle, even back then, they knew the importance of a high-fiber diet.
Okay.
Good night. Lights out.
Wait, are we going to see real dinosaurs tomorrow?
Well, Michelle, the museum only has dinosaur bones. You see, dinosaurs lived a long, long, long time ago, long before people, okay? Enough stalling, okay? Lights out.
But Fred Flintstone had dinosaurs.
Sweetheart, Fred Flintstone is a cartoon. He has no neck. He showers with an elephant's trunk. Now that is it. Good night. Lights out.
Hi, guys.
Lights on.
Listen, Denny, Miss Guelph just called from the Parent Volunteer Program, and she said she's sick and she can't help you with the kids tomorrow at the museum.
Oh, no. I can't handle this by myself. 16 kids and one parent? Custer had better odds than that.
You mean I'm not going to see any dinosaurs tomorrow?
I'm sorry, sweetheart. Not unless we can get another volunteer.
Oh, no, no, no. No, 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 no. I know what you guys are doing. I'm hip to your little game here, okay? First, you'll give me that sad little face like this, and I start feeling guilty, and then you kick in with, Uncle Jesse, please, Uncle Jesse, we need you. Then I'll start breaking down. I'll start changing my... Okay, I'll go. Get off my back.
I'm gonna get at this.
Welcome aboard, Jess. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can fill Mrs. Guelph's shoes. She wears these little red pumps. They're...
Don't start.
You look adorable. Okay, good night, sweetie.
Good night, honey.
Not you.
Sure.
Good night.
Uncle Jesse, can you read me another Dexter the Dinosaur story?
Sure, Munchkin.
Michelle, come on. You know the rules. One bedtime story and 30 seconds of stalling. You've had both.
Danny, what's the big deal? It's just one story. Oh, this is good. Okay. Dexter the Dinosaur's Trip to the Tar Pit. The last in a series.
Yes, rules are rules.
Rules were meant to be broken.
Pinatas were meant to be broken.
Are you guys starting to fight?
No, not
no,
at all.
No, no fighting. Wait, we're just having a spirited discussion about our different philosophies. That's around the show.
I don't know what that is, but let's go get some ice cream and talk about it.
Good night, Michelle. Joey, the kids are going to be here any minute for the field trip, okay? Do me a favor, could you just rinse these off and put them in the dishwasher?
Mm-hmm, yeah, sure.
Thanks, bud.
Yep.
You know what? I'll just leave them in the sink. Don't you worry about them. Thanks.
Mm-hmm, yeah, okay.
Okay, Joey. I washed
washed and waxed your car, cleaned out your trunk junk, and chiseled the raisinettes out of your ashtray.
Well, Steph, it certainly sounds like I got my $10 worth. Here you go, and thank you.
All right. I'll add this $10 to the Stephanie Tanner New Bike Fund, bringing the grand total to... $10. Oh, what do you want me to do with this junk?
Hey, you cleaned it. You own it. See ya.
Steve, don't worry about it.
But it's my prom. If I had the cash, I'd get a nice tux and rent one of those big limos.
Steve, I don't need a big limo. I don't even like limos. All I need is you.
All I need is you.
All I need is something to keep my breakfast down. Hey, Steve, do you collect baseball cards?
Nah, just the gum. Well, check it out. These cards are from 1968. My little brother might like them.
Look at these guys. Wilbur Wood, bad hair. Nolan Ryan, bad hair. Don Zimmer, no hair. Hey, this Jim Palmer guy's pretty cute.
Cute? I'll take that. Well, gotta go. Thanks for the card, Steph.
Just leave the cute guy with me.
Bye.
Hi, DJ. Hi, Steffi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi, you guys.
Boys have fun at Cooper's birthday party?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? They were a couple of party animals. Here you go.
Hey, do you guys want some juice?
DJ's got some juice for you.
Remember what I taught you? To health, wealth, and dry diapers. Cheers!
Cheers!
Hey, what's this? Jim Palmer, the guy from the underwear ads. Wow. He looks good even with his pants on. Whew. Wow, look at that. Born in New York City. You know, these old cards, they can be really, really valuable. My brother, he's a collector, and, well, he held on to his Nolan Ryan 1968 rookie card. It's now worth over
$2,000. $2,000 for Nolan Ryan? I just have that card.
Stretch limo, here I come.
You didn't like limos.
That was before I had a rich boyfriend.
You still don't. It's my money.
Dream on. You
no,
gave that
card. I was cleaning out
Joyce. You just handed
okay,
it
and
to
I was leaving through this joke.
Girls, could someone calmly explain to me what's going on here?
Okay.
Sure. All right. See, I was cleaning out Joyce's card and I brought it in. And money and Joyce.
She wanted it right now.
And when we get to the museum, we gotta see those dead guys wrapped up in toilet paper.
Yeah. All right, let's get this prehistoric party on the road. Is everybody pumped?
Oh, yes. I was awake all night in anticipation.
I bet you were, Derek.
Like Mrs. Squirrel had to get sick. Now we're stuck with you.
Aaron, my boy, you know, why don't we just drop you off at her house? Maybe she has something contagious.
Uncle Jesse, can we bring some music?
Sure, Michelle, we're here to have a good time. Crank it up, sister.
Cool. Yay!
Settle down. Pull off my couch. Off my couch, buddy. Just settle down, please. Hello? Jess, I thought you were to get the kids organized.
Oh, they're organized. They're all here. No one's bleeding.
All right, kids. Today, we're going to learn a whole lot, and we're going to have a wonderful time. We're going to pair off in buddies, and we're going to explore the museum in two nice straight lines.
Danny, it's a field trip, not boot camp.
Jess, kids need rules. Our prisons are chock full of people who went on field trips where nobody told them the rules.
Hey, can we go before we're as old as the dinosaurs?
I got an idea. You know what? We'll split the little goobers up into two little groups. You do your thing and I'll do my thing.
Okay, okay, fine. Okay, everybody that wants a day of adventure and enlightenment, line up with me right over here.
And everyone who wants to get down with the dinosaurs, I'll see your little heinies over here.
Okay, everybody, arms down at your sides. Stand up straight, chest out, and stare at the back of the head of the person in front of you. Not you.
Everybody, get in a circle. Put your hands in. All right, that's good. All right.
Hey, Michelle, welcome to the group.
Is it right if I go with them?
Sure, sure. You go ahead. Do whatever you want.
All right, come on, Michelle.
Right.
Put your hand in. We're in the fun group today.
Yay!
Quiet, please. No chewing gum. Because we're in a museum. Ryan, isn't that funny? I made that up. Look at this. This is a fine specimen of dinosaurhood, isn't it? This is my old friend. This is Centaurosaurus spinorhinus. He was a bird-hip dinosaur that belonged to the hadrosaur or duck-billed family of plant-eating dinosaurs. That was way back at the end of the Mesozoic era. Yes, Terry?
You're smart. You should be on Jeopardy.
Oh, thanks, Terry.
He's not smart. He's reading the plaque.
Yeah. You know, Aaron, one of the reasons this guy's extinct is because he talked back to a bigger dinosaur.
Sorry, sir. It'll never happen again.
Right. Now look at that. Oh, look who's here, the wild bunch.
All right, gang, look at this. This is a rare boneheadosaurus. Not the tall kid with the tie, the big brown one.
How come you never see these guys hanging out anymore? Because they used to live with the Fred Flintstones, but then they got canceled.
Well, Jess, I don't hear any sirens going off, so I assume your group's been behaving themselves.
Well, actually, Colonel Compulsive... Very educational afternoon. Michelle, tell your old man what you learned today.
We learned about whales, mummies, and birds.
You see that? Whales, mummies, and birds, okay? See, you can have fun and learn at the same time. It's very simple.
But the most fun was the escalade racing.
The escalator races.
Escalator races. That's fascinating. Guess we must have missed that exhibit, huh? Okay, my group of well-behaved, beautiful children, I'd like you to stay in this room and check out the rest of the exhibit, okay? Now find your buddy. All right, have fun.
Okay, my very cool group, find your buddy. See, I'm their buddy. Okay, okay, good. Now you guys run off and have some fun, but learn, okay? Learn and have fun. See, Danny, you don't have to treat the kids like soldiers, you know? You let them have a little freedom, and you'd be surprised what they do.
Oh, yeah, they're mastering the limbo over there.
Danny, relax. They're just having a little fun. No harm done, brother man.
Yeah, yeah, no harm done, brother man. I don't need to take advice from a guy who spent his entire childhood in the principal's office.
Oh, look who's talking. Here's a guy who was so proud to be the hall monitor just so he could bust people because they put their lips on the drinking fountain.
If it wasn't for guys like you, we wouldn't have needed hall monitors in the first place.
What's your problem today, man?
I don't have any problems. And if that sign didn't say quiet, please, I'd tell you what your problem was.
Well, who cares about being quiet? Everything in here is dead.
Yeah, but your group's alive and kicking.
Oh, Derek, not you. Hey, now stop throwing those pamphlets. Hey, you throw another pamphlet, I'm coming up there. All right, one more after that, I'm running right up those stairs. All right, come on, pick them up. Everybody, pick them up, hand them over.
All right, my group. Everybody line up over here. Perfect. Okay, now we're going to all march into the wonderful world of rocks and minerals. You ready? Hold on to your socks. We're going to see rocks.
Hey, Michelle, you want to play tag? You think we should?
Of course. We're the fun group.
Oh, yeah. And you're it.
Hold it. Hold it. Hey, stop. Mellow out. Hey, drop that dinosaur. I mean, set it down gingerly. Hey, guys. Hey, stop it. Give me that thing.
you guys okay?
I broke the dinosaur. Man, there's nothing left but his butt.
All right, don't panic. Everything's gonna be okay. Don't panic. All we have to do is put it back together somehow. How's this song go? Oh, I got it. Oh, all right. Leg bone is connected to a foot bone. Foot bone is connected to a rib bone, of course. Foot bone. The rib bone is connected to...
Jesse! What did you do?
You have any glue?
Okay, thank you.
Was Steve there?
No. I called the Pizza Shack, the Waffle Hut, the Burger Corral, and the Falafel House, and they all said the same thing. He just left.
Indeed, it's obvious what happened. Steve finds out the Nolan Ryan card is worth big bucks. Now he's got $2,000 in his pocket. So he carbo loads, flies to Fort Lauderdale, and becomes a judge in the Sun and Buns bikini contest.
Thanks, Kimmy.
Hey, that's what Grandpa did when he won the lotto.
Decided the card belongs to?
It's
the
still mine because to Joey told me that I can have it.
Because I'm still working on it.
Hey, does Joey know about this?
Know about what?
Joey, remember all that junk from your car?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, there was a Nolan Ryan baseball card in there worth $2,000.
$2,000. A two with three zeros. Oh, we're out of juice.
Hey, everybody.
Where have you been?
Hey, Steph, did you know that one of those baseball cards you gave me is worth money?
Really?
Fork it over.
Well, it's too late. I already sold it to my brother's friend for a pretty nice chunk of change.
Yes.
And Steph, since you gave me the card, the money goes to you.
Yes.
Steve, did you know that Joey gave her that card?
Oh, really? Then I guess the right thing to do is give the money to Joey.
No!
Yes. And, Steve, since you did the right thing, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to split the money with all you guys.
Yes! My new bike.
Prom in a limo.
You know, I've never been to Dollywood.
How are you guys going to do all that on 30 bucks?
What are you saying?
Is that a three with 10?
Hey, Donald Trump, that card was worth 2,000 bucks.
What? That little twerp ripped me off? Well, don't worry, okay, because I'm going to get the card back for us.
Well, Steve, what if he doesn't want to give it back?
He's 9 years old. I'm captain of the wrestling team. We'll work it out.
You gotta love him.
Hey, Jess. Tell me again, the foot bone's connected to what?
Oh, come on, give it a rest, okay? They said they could fix the dinosaur, and I promised to do volunteer work at the museum. For the next 10 weekends in a row, I'm going to be combing out the woolly mammoth.
You're lucky they didn't press charges. You know, I asked you to make sure that the kids follow the rules. But did you listen to me? No, not you. Not Mr. Fun Boy.
Come on, Mr. Law and Order. I was just trying to let the kids have some fun, and so it got a little out of hand.
A little out of hand? Jess, a little out of hand is cutting in line at the algae exhibit. You let the kids run totally wild. They knocked over a priceless dinosaur.
Oh, come on, it's not priceless. They said it was only worth about, like 4 million bucks.
When are you going to stop trying to be Mr. Cool and start taking your responsibilities more seriously,
huh? When are you going to get off my back?
I'll get off your back when you start acting like a grown man.
Stop fighting. I'm the one who knocked it over. Remember, it's my fault.
Let's go.
Listen, Michelle, what happened with the dinosaur today was not your fault.
But I'm the one who knocked it over.
It was an accident, sweetheart.
A humongous accident.
Yeah, you're right.
But you shouldn't have been running around. But the reason the dinosaur got knocked over is because I was doing a lousy job of being in charge. I was trying to be cool and be loose and wound up messing everything up. I'm sorry.
I wanted to be in the fun group, but it was no fun. I wish I never went with you, Uncle Jesse.
Hey, but just a second, Michelle. I want you to take it easy on your Uncle Jesse. I've been rough enough on him for the both of us.
It's okay, Danny. I deserve it.
No, you deserve some of it. The truth is, I think I was a little hurt when Michelle chose to go with your group. And that's why I was so hard on you today. I'm sorry, Jess.
Cool.
Michelle, you have to remember how much you love your Uncle Jesse and how much fun you have with him. You might not believe this, but before he moved in with us, I used to be a little on the stiff side.
No.
Yeah, it's true. But it took a guy like your uncle, who knew how to hang loose, taught me how to bend a little bit. And I think it's helped make me a better father.
Well, your dad taught me what being a father's all about. I mean, he may be a little strict and he may have a lot of rules, but I think it's just because he cares so much.
Thanks, brother man.
Ain't no thing, brother man. Now, Michelle, next time you see me bending a little too much, you let me know, okay?
And if I get a little carried away and I start making too many rules, you let me know, too.
Does this mean I'll get extra bedtime stories?
Yes. No.
Well, no. Yeah, then...
Oh, it's hard keeping up with you two.
Oh, I got an idea.